Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved. Cast out demons and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of men's souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com.
Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in, because the show is about to begin. From the front lines of America, Babylon, and transmitting worldwide on the internet and satellite, you are listening to Omega Man Radio Network with Shannon Davis.
Praise the Lord. Brother Baird, did I get you on the correct line?
Yeah, I don't know. You're on my Skype? Computer right now.
Perfect.
So that's correct.
Okay, good. Well, you're sounding good. Coming through great. Welcome back, my friend. Brother Mac, do we have you connected?
Yes, you do.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Everybody, welcome aboard. The Marathon is back officially as of last week. And we're here nightly Monday through Friday, broadcasting at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. So I want to encourage you all to come on out. The shows at the end of the day will be put up in the archives. We've got multiple ways you can get them. So to get any information like that, anything we're doing here, just remember OmegaManRadio.com. Also, you're going to find a link up there to our new Discord channel, which is a 24-hour platform. Encourage you to check it out there if you'd like to. Well, gentlemen, I'll tell you, you never know what's going to happen 1 hour to the next. This thing is moving fast, so I can't even believe a week's gone by since last week. I mean, where's time going? We're going to just jump on in.
It's gone crazy, and I would tell people just, I'm going to say this before we get started anything else. Right now is the time to flatten your crypto. Go into dollar-denominated crypto for the week. Because if everything shakes out as it's starting to, you're going to see a lot of change. And it will probably mean a temporary drop in Bitcoin for probably a few days. But that's fine. You can go back into it and get more. And then you'll be ahead, I think, in the long run. Because I'm hearing price targets now, 43,000.
Right now, as we speak, Bitcoin is dropped down to 35 grand. So it's definitely volatile as of about 48 hours ago. It's very interesting. I'm looking at my clock here in Bali. It says 9:11 a.m.
Oh, boy.
I keep seeing that, 9:11, 11:11. Well, coincidence, I don't
11
know.
Is the number for judgment, so
It's just uncanny. I didn't plan on that. I just looked at the clock. I agree with you, though. I would recommend you take that advice and sit it out. Maybe you buy the dip later if it keeps going down, but it looks like we haven't seen the last of the fall. What do you think is driving that, Tom?
Well, I'm going to let Major Baird explain a little bit about this, because it looks for everything like President Trump has signed an order invoking the Insurrection Act of 1804.
Well, we're just going to jump on in tonight. I'm going to throw the mic to you. Gentlemen, we can go to 15
okay.
after the hour, give you a full 1 hour if you're available. But before we do that, would you open us up in prayer?
Go ahead.
Yes, please. Dear Heavenly Father, as we pause right now to give honor and glory to you, for all things come from you, and whatever good and truth comes from our lips and our tongues comes from you. Dear Heavenly Father, we see, as you have even shown us just recently, that things are happening so rapidly that the message of the conclusion of a matter overtakes the messenger of the beginning of the matter. And Father, right now, as we enter into these tumultuous times, we ask for your guidance, for your spirit to perceive what is good and what is bad, to receive your guidance. Guide us by your peace that passes understanding, that we might walk in it and be saved and find refuge in you. For as we look to man and as we look to the instruments of any activity, be it wealth or be it manufacturing or be it our somebody's career, that we need to first look to you for your guidance, just as David stopped in one before the battle with the Philistines. He had been successful in a previous battle, and he says, "What should I do now?" And you said, "Don't do what you did before, but wait until you hear the sound of the marching through the tops of the mulberry trees. When you hear that, then commence your attack and your ambush." And Father, just as you gave him that change of direction and guidance, we ask that you help us to seek you face to face, that we too might hear your voice and follow you in all that we do. Keep our families and keep us and our loved ones
Amen.
And our friends in your hand. Watch over us and provide for us, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You brought up a scripture here. I'm going to read it to people.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 7:8. If some of you remember, Ecclesiastes 7 is the 666th chapter of the Bible. Maybe that means something. But the scripture says, "Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit."
Amen.
A lot of interesting things in Ecclesiastes 7.
That's true. Yes. Amen. Yeah. About 10 to 14 days ago, I'd have to go back and look at my log. the Lord actually gave me a dream. And in the dream, I was in a command center. If you've ever been in the military, you have your tactical operations center, and you have your command center. And at the command center where the commander is, you have messengers. When you have danger of the enemy intercepting your plans, you don't broadcast them by any means except a personal messenger or a carrier pigeon, something like that, that they cannot intercept. And these messengers were coming into the command center, and as they came in, the events were happening so rapidly that in fact the messenger who was bringing the results of the conclusion of the matter overtook that messenger who was coming on his way for the beginning of the issue. And that included such things as natural disasters, asteroid impacts upon the Earth, the crust of the Earth being damaged so severely that all the demons in hell were released, just as it says in Revelations. And we're about to see that right now. Things are happening very rapidly, as typically it happens on the battlefield. And battlefields become very fluid. You don't know exactly what's going to happen because you change your plan and the enemy reacts to that and changes his plan. And that's what we're seeing right now. We got some information here over the weekend that there was going to be a action taken by the executive branch in two to three days that would result in a form. We didn't know how extensive. We still don't know how extensive, whether it's 100% or 5%, form of martial law. And that came before we actually received the information that late Friday, early Saturday morning, the president actually did sign the Insurrection Act and invoked it as of that time. But the plans were that it would not be implemented until possibly Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. Well, obviously, with the word getting out, the enemy to that particular effort decided that they would react, which caused the president to have to play his hand. His hand was forced, as Tom Mack so eloquently stated to me earlier this evening. And so we're seeing you've got the legal requirements for the Insurrection Act. That Insurrection Act cannot be enacted unless you have foreign interference, number one, and number two, you have violence towards the government of United States. And that was fulfilled on the 6th of January when Antifa came in disguised as the Trump supporters, wearing MAGA hats and so on. But the problem is they forgot their engraved billy clubs and boards that actually had their names and their organization on it. And the other problem is most of the mega demonstrators, peaceful demonstrations, were much elderly, and you had extremely young men coming in that were not part of the normal crowd. So it was an easy tip-off, and then with the facial recognition, they've actually been able to identify exact individuals that were involved in it. Several things happened at the same time. Obviously, we had the violence that was precipitated there, but we had the laptops of most of the individuals stolen. And it turns out that it wasn't necessarily the Antifa individuals that did it, but there was another group that was there of military intelligence from special forces or some organization. And they have since decoded the contents of those devices and discovered the plans of the enemy. The enemy is extremely wroth at this point in time, and it's sort of like poking a stick at a rattler. He's going to strike back. That's the only thing he knows to do is to bite. And so you're seeing that now. You're also seeing the executive order. I can't remember the name of it. Starts with
13959.
Okay, there we are. 13959. And it's a executive order that essentially shuts down every company that does business with the Communist Chinese that affects security or any war materials. And that has just been the enforcement of that particular executive order has just been ordered.
Yes.
Here in the last few hours, actually. And the net result...
It was actually invoked the 12th.
Well, yeah, it was invoked on the
12th of November.
Of November, that's right. Yeah, initially it was invoked then, but it wasn't enacted, you know, it wasn't activated, I guess I want to say, until just now. And tomorrow morning you may wake up and you may not have any mass media anywhere in the United States. It all may be taken down tonight, that quickly. With that particular executive order, you also have essentially declared, economic war and it's devastating enough on the economy of the world being fragile as it is right now, that we have just declared war on Red China. They're going to react, and in order to preclude that particular action, there's probably going to be some preemptive action. It's been mentioned in the intelligence circles that, and I don't know if anybody knows about what what do we call it? A rod of God?
Yes.
Coming from orbit around the Earth in amongst the satellites that are there. Now, a rod of God is a titanium and graphite carbide, telephone pole size object. That's why it's called a rod, and it's about that same thickness and about that same length. Only problem is the makeup of it will actually allow it to continue to proceed at 18,000 to 23,000 miles per hour through our atmosphere without being affected too greatly. And whatever it hits, and it can be precisely aimed, it will be exactly the same as what a nuclear explosion will be without the radioactivity. And it will look like that, which will then precipitate another reaction, which will be a nuclear war scare, not necessarily a war, but at least a scare, which then authorizes the emergency radio system to be enacted, not just in the United States. The United States will have that by tomorrow, but throughout the entire globe. There's only five individuals, I was just informed. I was thinking six, but it's actually five individuals.
Or five companies.
Or companies, I should say, individual entities, companies, that own all of the communications.
Or I'd say about 80% of the world's.
Well, yeah, 80% of the world's communications, particularly in news, and it's your MSM, mainstream media all over the world will be then shut down, and the only thing that will be available will be alternative media and the emergency broadcast network. That's what we're seeing right now, and that's going to greatly affect. That's why you need to be careful about what you've got in the stock market right now, because it's going to have a not only will it have a great impact power-wise as far as the governments are concerned, but it's going to have a tremendous impact economically. Oh, you know, instantly. And I mean that instantly. And that's what we're facing right now. And it's actually developing as we're speaking tonight. I was not aware of any of the requirements for the Insurrection Act. Or, I mean, I shouldn't say requirements, but I was aware of those. But the actual signing of the Insurrection Act, I wasn't aware of that until tonight. Well, I got a kind of an inkling this afternoon, and then got a whole lot of details from that particular point. Now, is what we're seeing is a electronic platform of warfare at this point in time. We're not seeing the physical element of it as we speak now. It can develop in that, and that's an unknown. Pray now for the innocent. Pray that we do not go into a physical confrontation, although knowing what I know about the world and how defiled and corrupted we are as a human race right now, accepting and promoting homosexuality, accepting and promoting homosexual marriages, all of the abominations that God has forbid us to do, we're promoting worldwide, and we are very, very ripe for God's judgment and justice. Now, what will happen here, the particular aim at all of this is to precipitate martial law to enact justice on those who have been able to be corrupt for many generations and not be called accountable. And I think that's what we're going to see right now. I will caution everyone, regardless of what, and I think probably most of the individuals listening right now favor and are of a flavor, that they look to President Trump as a savior. He's not a savior. He is an instrument being used by God, just as Cyrus was. Did Cyrus become a penitent, repentant, God-fearing individual? No. He maintained his idolatry all of his life. Now, has Trump changed his tiger stripes? Does a tiger change its stripes? No. He has been a globalist all of his life. He's still that way. He's going to act that way. He's going to bring us into that particular domain. He's going to slow walk us into it. But by slow walking us into that, at least the Lord allows those that are seeking him to prepare. And I think that's a reprieve that God has done for those that are his. But at the same time, don't look to him. Don't look to Biden if you're of that flavor either. Biden is simply an express run to get to the same destination. I suspect that among the world leaders, it could in fact, and I'm honest with you, it could in fact be President Trump. He has begun to push the buttons of what would be required for an Antichrist system in all of creation. There's only one place in the Bible, and that's in chapter 13, verse 17 of Revelations. Go look it up. It says that no one shall be able to buy or sell except they have the mark. We right now have a condition. It's not being forced on us by governments, but it's been, put in motion by memorandums to major corporations and to local governments. These are memos from the executive branch of the central government in Washington, D.C., of the executive branch. They don't have to give us an order. They simply put a memorandum out and say, you should not allow anyone to fly. You should not allow anyone to buy or sell except that they have a vaccination. That vaccination is not the mark of the beast. Don't get me wrong there. But it is a training vessel to get you ready for accepting the mark of the beast. Be warned. Be ready. Because things are not what they appear. And only now do we have a platform and a procedure that is actually being presented that you cannot participate in society buying or selling. How are you going to get your food? How are you going to get anything if you can't buy or sell without the vaccination? And the vaccination, by the way, also has nanotechnology in it that gives severe side effects. There's two nurses that are friends of a correspondent that gives me a lot of this information. Stephen Benoon from Israeli News Live, and I think it's either his friend or his wife's friend is a nurse and in California. And two of the nurses that were co-workers were given a stick by a needle, and both of them are dead in just a matter of 3 or 4 days. There are 5 or 7 individuals that are from 55 years old to 72 years old received the same kind of a stick. And then within hours began to have heart attacks. And I don't know whether they survived or whether they died. I haven't got that information yet. It's a dangerous thing. We know the mortality of the C-19 virus. By the way, the C-19 virus has not been found, has not been isolated. There's supposedly 32, maybe up to 37, various strains of that C-19 virus, the coronavirus. It's a virus of a common cold. To die from it, you would be part of 0.004 and then some other numbers. Likely to die. In other words, you're going to be 99.96% likely to live. Now, those are pretty good odds. That's better than walking out across the street, actually, on a busy highway. And so you've got a known that's not very dangerous, but it's scary because everybody's been told it's dangerous when it isn't. It's a fraud. It is not as it looks. And so consequently, you're going to end up grabbing a hold of an unknown that apparently is very deadly. And it's by design, because the ultimate objective of the master, and let me put it this way, the rulers that are over us are our masters. Be they the bank that you owe your mortgage to, or be they your local governor or county commissioner. It's not the central government. But by what I see right now, we are the puppets. We have puppet masters. Those are the near rulers over us. But the master of our masters, the puppet masters, in other words, the ones that are over them, are not of a human nature. They are spiritual, they are wicked, they are evil, and they are demonic. They are demons. Don't try to justify that there are no demons, because that is a lie from the pit of hell. These masters are trying to groom, the orders they're giving to our masters is to get us to be groomed and ready for the master of masters that we know as the beast system. And whoever is personified in that is the Antichrist. And there's two Antichrists, by the way. They will be coming and they will be revealed and they will be in Israel. You're not going to find them in Bali. You're not going to find them in St. Vincent. You're not going to find them in England. You're not going to find them in Germany or United States. They may travel to that place, but I doubt it. Their henchmen will, for sure. But they're going to be ruling from Israel, specifically from Jerusalem. You're going to have a war that's going to be precipitated, and I think we're observing the prelude to that particular event. Go to Psalms 83 and Ezekiel 38 and 39 for the participants in that particular war in the Middle East. All the players are there right now. When that particular war begins, you will have an individual who will come on the scene as a savior of the world, who will be known as the Messiah Ben Yosef, or Joseph. He's the conquering hero. Some believe that it's President Trump. Then, once the conflict is concluded, then the Messiah Ben David, or David, the king, will come on the scene, and he will be the main Antichrist that we know of, and he will begin to rule. How will we see these things happen? Well, number one, as we're speaking right now, there is a war in addition to this particular electronic one that's beginning to be precipitated. There is a war in heaven that's spoken of already, and it's spoken of in Daniel. And Michael, the archangel in charge of and responsible for the people of Israel, will be called from earth to go on up to heaven. He will go to heaven and be in take, because one of his offices, one of his responsibilities, is that he's the commander of the host of heaven for God. As he takes charge, all of the angels that are for God and with God will engage those of the enemy, the fallen angels. One-third of the angels are the fallen ones, and two-thirds are with God. Need I say more? Obviously, in the Bible, it tells us the outcome, that all of the fallen angels, to include the devil, are kicked out of heaven, vanquished completely, not allowed. Before this, they've been allowed to come forward and petition God and complain and accuse you and I and any saint that's following God. But they will no longer be able to address that area because they will be banished from heaven. And in fact, they will be, it says, cast down. Well, that's not a gentle traveling landing. It's a rather abrupt landing. They'll be cast down to one place, and that's called Earth. Our world as we know it. When Satan finds that he's suddenly now on earth instead of in heaven where he used to be, he will know that his time is limited. And he will begin in a furious rage because he only has a short period of time. 42 months. These are not your normal Gregorian calendar months. These are the Jewish calendar, or I shouldn't say Jewish, it's a lunar month, which is 29 and a half days.
29.45 days.
Yeah, it's pretty close to a half. So these months, then, that's all he's going to have. He will not have any more than that.
And time. He might not even have that much.
He might not even have all of that. Because he may have, God keeps track of everything, and Satan may have tried to do on the sly what he, in preparation for this, only to discover that that counted as part of the 42 months as well. I wouldn't put it past Satan to try that. Nevertheless, he'll be down here, and we will see evil and wickedness on steroids. We thought we have seen corruption now. It will get worse. Persecution will be active. You're going to have, when he comes down here, he will be able to reveal himself. He'll be allowed to. When he does reveal himself, by that point in time, we will have a sacrificial worship occurring on an altar in Jerusalem. I don't know necessarily whether there will be a temple or a tabernacle. That's up to God of which one will he allow.
Well, I think if I'm reading Zechariah right, it will be a tabernacle because the temple comes down.
The temple does come down eventually. That's exactly right. And so you're going to have a Holy of Holies. The only point of that is that you're going to have a Holy of Holies in addition to the altar. And what's going to happen is the altar is going to be active. It's going to have a daily sacrifice, morning and evening, just as it used to be in the days of David and the days of Christ himself. Now, when that offering begins, that's not a sign of anything at this point. It may be, it could very well be the sign of the covenant between the Antichrist and the nation of Israel, or the nations of the world, as far as that's concerned. But what is the sign is that as soon as he reveals himself, he will put an end to the daily sacrifice, or within 30 days of his revelation, and probably 30 days later, as I read the scriptures and discern the timing of everything. When you see the sacrificial worship prohibited and stopped, and it'll happen on one day, just overnight, just like that. Also, you will have the erection of what we might call an AI, intelligent, you know, entity, a robot.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. But nevertheless, it could also just, it says it's going to be a stone statue, a statue made out of stone. Well, what do you think your computers are made out of? For goodness sakes, they're only minerals from stone.
Well, it's the most common mineral on the face of the earth. It's silicon dioxide.
Exactly.
Sand.
Sand.
And if you build enough sand together, you get sandstone.
Exactly. Now, your entity is going to have...
If you want to talk about a sandstone, go to see the Evener Runestone. That is sandstone. And it's got a hardness of 7. So it's pretty solid.
And yeah, it is.
So we're, you know, here's the thing to understand is this, the royal families, which are behind everything and running this thing, they, when Satan comes down, they will be on board with him, because ancient evil is behind them, and saints. An ancient evil is behind Satan. Because as we all learned, the Bible doesn't mention Satan until the 359th chapter. No mention of Satan in Genesis or any of the Torah. Didn't even get mentioned much in the history. And when 2 Samuel talked about David numbering the people, it didn't mention Satan. Only 1 Chronicles did. Mm-hmm. Reason being is because we didn't really understand what Satan was until after the Babylonian captivity, when 1 and 2 Chronicles were written. And that's when the additions to the book of Job were written. Now, there are a couple places in Psalms where David mentions Satan.
Yeah.
But that's... There again, he mentions him, but doesn't tell us much about him, because he probably didn't know. Because if he knew about Satan, he would have known better than to number the people and get himself into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
If you're just joining out there, we're live with Major Tom Baird, retired, and Professor Tom Mack. This is a live broadcast. Gentlemen, let me throw something into the mix. Am I understanding you correctly that what we're really looking at here is it's a slow walk or an express run, but we're headed into the New World Order? And I would agree with you. Again, my hope today, I'm keeping the faith that Trump will have the courage to use the executive orders to stay in power. I really do believe he won at the ballot box. And or God intervenes. I haven't given up hope yet. But we have to ask ourselves the question, what is this Operation Warp Speed all about? I can't come up with a good answer on why POTUS has led the charge in that. And the fact remains, you've got the Great Reset. And they're moving forward with their plan. They'll do it with or without America. If it came down to it, how do we stop the World Economic Forum? Let me say something else. Here in Bali today, my in-laws who've been with us a couple weeks, they're preparing to go back to Jakarta. To get back there, they need to fly. And the rule right here on the ground is that you cannot get on a plane here unless you've taken the COVID-19 test. And they vacillate. Sometimes you can do it with a rapid test, and they want that, you know, other test, and you got to wait 3 days for your results here. Well, so in-law said they want to go back now. My wife is scurrying around trying to find a clinic today for them, and they'll have to go out and get tested. If they, as long as they're not positive, they get that form, they can get on a plane and go back home. Well, this is the early stages of the common pass system, folks. When the vaccine is in full rollout, you can expect to not be able to get on a plane without the app downloaded on your phone and without having proven that you've taken the test. Okay, now whether anybody believes that or not, have you gentlemen heard the reports that there's a lot of backlash against anybody who showed up for Trump over, you know, the weekend at that rally, and already people are indicating that they're being turned away at the gate trying to get on a plane? And it made me think, do y'all remember the dude who supposedly carried a bomb in his shoe? And you remember all these no-flying lists? I want to make a statement. Folks, watch for the return of the no-flying list. We'll soon see mm-hmm. that in addition to being purged,
it's always been there. That no-fly list has always been there.
In addition,
it never
now,
disappeared under Trump.
Let me say
but
this
it's
again.
Going to be more prevalent. Yeah, go ahead.
In addition to getting purged off social media, okay, Lynn Wood was tossed off of Twitter. So was the Kraken. Okay, so was Bannon. Okay, so was President Trump, permanently deleted on Twitter. He's in Facebook jail until after the presidency, at minimum, they said, is over. Instagram canceled his account. Den Parler was taken down yesterday. I did get an alert that Lynn Wood, who was actively posting there, said you can find him over, you have to find him over at a new platform. It's called Clout Hub. Never heard of it, but he's over there. I signed up myself. So my point is right now they'll purge you off social media. You know, if you're a Trump supporter, they just turned off POTUS's Stripe account. They'll go after your merchant processing. They'll even go after your registrar to try to pull you completely off the net. Okay, so what happens if you get put on the no-fly list? Now, couple that with no-fly if you're unwilling to take a COVID test, or no-fly without the vax. We're not far behind China in their social credit score, and the social credit score given to us by big tech, who want to be our masters as we play on their cyber plantations and in their ghettos. Mm-hmm. Back to you, gentlemen.
Okay,
yeah, that's
thing
right.
You have to understand right now, we have to see a little war sort itself out. Remember, we discovered a few months ago in the Bible codes that on one side we have the communists, the Chinese. On another side, we have the fascists. I would call them the Nazis. And then on the third side, we have the royal families. All are vying for power. Each one has an element of power right now. And the next few weeks, we're going to watch them fight it out. It's like a big old WrestleMania battle royal. And whoever emerges victorious gets to run the show. Now, big tech has aligned with China. That's been the case since about 2000, because many of you seem to have forgotten that Bill Clinton ended his presidency with a tech crash because he started to finance a lot of these tech companies, but these tech companies became very cash poor, and mm-hmm. a lot of them collapsed, and we had a tech crash. NASDAQ went from 5,000 down to 2,000. Because a lot of companies went out of business. And the ones that survived because they started getting money from China to keep themselves going. Now, don't get me wrong. The Chinese made a lot of money off of that, because a lot of these ideas were good ideas that were generated in that period. But it takes a lot of money to make a good idea work. Amazon in 2000 hadn't made a dime yet. Why are they suddenly making money now? Well, for one thing, they've gotten themselves into a lot of businesses, and they're selling for everybody and his brother and his puppy dog. And now everybody's buying from them. And it's worked out for them. It's worked out for a lot of these other companies, only because Chinese money came into it. Now they're beholden to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that side of it. You go to Europe, the royal families have a lot more control over there. And they have their own tech, too. I don't know that they're quite as good as the Silicon Valley people here, but they're pretty close. And I think there's some German technology, and I've seen some of it. It's much better, and I would rather go buy some of it right now. In fact, most of my security software I'm running now is from Germany. And then you have the fascists, which is a lot of corporate America and British corporate and German too. But many of them are still, they're still vying because they still have a lot of power and a lot of wealth.
Let me interrupt you, Tom, for a second. That's just an alert that we're at the top of the hour. So if you're on Blog Talk, sit tight. You can listen to the next hour. Now, gentlemen, we started late, so with your permission, we can go another 15
sure.
minutes. Give it just a second, though,
yes.
for this last announcement. While we're waiting on that to finish, gentlemen, take a moment here and give out your contact info. How do people reach you and your websites?
Go ahead,
okay,
Tom.
This is Major Tom Barry, retired. And you can reach me on my website at aliveontheedge.com or the email tom@aliveontheedge.com.
Okay, ahead, Tom. I have several. To reach me, it's tom.mack, M-A-C-K, at whitestonefoundation.org. Or, and my websites are whitestonefoundation.org, biblecodes.co, antichristwatch.org, and ancient-evil.org. We just put that one up in the hiatus when Shannon was on break. We put up a new one called ancient-evil.org. And we're going through and I'm putting up all the research that both yours truly and Olaf Hagee have done on this very subject. We're looking at the sons of Belial a lot closer. These are people that are definitely workers of iniquity because their hearts are iniquitous. You know, you go back to 1 Samuel 4 and you read about Eli's sons and how wicked they were, and the Bible called them sons of Belial. We're getting a lot of research into that, and we're finally starting to see just what the evil is and how every time it rises, our Heavenly Father puts it down. We saw it from Genesis 6 to 9. We saw it in Genesis 11. We saw it in Genesis 19. But we also go back to Genesis 46 and we see how Joseph set everything up so the Israelites would someday have to go back to the promised land, and that the Egyptian economy would be trashed, which is what happened during the plagues of Exodus. So we're watching as an evil system like Egypt rises. We see our Heavenly Father has his man in there to take it down. And you go through the Bible, you will see evil rise, but it gets taken down. You go to Assyria. The Assyrians take over the northern kingdom, and for a while they were the dominant power. But inside Assyria were the elements of its own destruction. Then became Babylon. But Babylon became so wicked, and who was there to assist in switching Babylon from Babylonian control to Persian control? Daniel. This is something that we have to look at, and we have to go back and understand. Because remember in Genesis 6, it was gene contamination. Mm-hmm. Genesis 11, information contamination. Genesis 19, homosexuality, Sodom and Gomorrah, and the rest of the cities. And this is what we're seeing now. We're seeing all three of these wickednesses mentioned in Genesis built into an Egyptian shell. And that's what they're trying to do. Right now, they're arguing over who's going to be Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I wish we had time for it, but one of these times I will dig up some more research and we'll talk about it. How the United States is very much similar to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I can't disagree with your conclusion. I know Trump is not the end-all. I just would prefer to have the slow walk than the express flight into the basis.
Well, as I said, I'm telling you about the war. How it turns out remains to be seen. You've got three sides that are very, very viable. And right now, the Bible suggests that it'll be the royal families that will come out on top because of Revelation 13
mm-hmm.
and Revelation 17. How that falls into place, because another thing with President Trump is he has connections to the royal families. Because his mother comes out of England and is connected to all the English royal families. And his father comes out of Central Europe. It's really not fair to say Germany because he's Austrian too. And as Major Baird would explain to us, there's a considerable difference between Austria and Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even speak quite the same language.
That's true.
If you go up into the next to the Low Countries in Holstein and in there, they speak Low German. Mm-hmm. Whereas most Germans speak High German. But then you get into Austria, they speak another language. We were reviewing a video a few weeks ago, and almost immediately Major Baird said about it, oh, they're speaking Austrian German.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Mac and Brother Baird, I want you to test my logic here. You know, we're talking about this at the beginning. In a time of war, it would be foolhardy to broadcast to your enemy what you're going to do in advance. And that's why I guess some of us have really expected and, you know, and meaning well in doing so that Trump's going to, you know, feed us a play-by-play before he takes action. He's not going to do that. And I know that the news media believes that, you know, hey, let's go ahead and broadcast to our enemies that we're about to invade them. You know, this is just foolhardy, folks. You know, operational security mm-hmm. is necessary. So we cannot expect if, in fact, Trump is, you know, moving things in place that he's going to let you and I know about it. Maybe give you a ray of hope, throw you a bone. Okay, I could see that, maybe through a third party. But, I mean, literally, if he's going to seriously invoke this executive orders, He's got a war room running to stop Biden from taking place in 8 days. He's not going to telegraph to them except what he wants to give them. But then you have to consider Pelosi, you know, frothing at the mouth to impeach him. If they thought he was going to concede, there would be no need. They would just wait it out another week. It's over. No, they're running scared. Now, that's what I'm reading. Am I correct in this evaluation?
Yes, you are. They are very frustrated, and they are running scared because they realize how deeply in jeopardy they are. They have never been called to account, and suddenly now they are.
Yeah. The interesting thing about somebody like Nancy Pelosi and a lot of her contemporaries is she's got power right now, but she's also accountable to the Chinese that have financed a lot of her family business and who've financed the Silicon Valley she represents. And they expect her to perform. And if she doesn't, she knows very well they can get rid of her and put somebody else in there. And she's scared half to death of that. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get dumped and somebody else is going to be put in her place. Probably somebody that they trust more than her.
Gentlemen, we haven't discussed this update.
Or have more control over them. Yeah, go ahead.
But I heard that, correct me if I'm wrong, Pompeo has just made it official. And we have removed all sanctions against Taiwan. Now, that's a point of contention, Taiwan with China. Is that an overture that we're ready to go to war with China? And could this be part of Trump's plan to bring a war even this week?
Yes. The short answer is yes.
Interesting the timing on that. If he's going to be leaving office, that they would drop that on China, because China's clearly pissed off at that move, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're even more pissed off, pardon my language, over that executive order. Because that executive order just
cuts
about crushes their economy right now.
Yeah,
if he enacts that and takes action on that and brings those companies down, that will ruin China's economy overnight.
That bans
and China's economy is not in great shape to begin with. Because back even 10 years ago, they were talking about ghost cities there. Places where they have had to just literally abandon because they didn't have the money to run them.
Mm-hmm.
But in many cases, what they've done is they've found that investing in the United States seemed to be a better deal than investing in themselves. But now, with Trump, all their little chickens are coming home to roost. They're now realizing that they stand to lose everything.
Yes.
And so, it's, as I say, this is WrestleMania. This is a battle royal. They are going to fight. And the thing I'm most concerned about is I'm not quite sure what side Trump is on. Is he working for the fascist side, or is he working for the royal families? I have indications of both at this point.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes remaining for today. Gentlemen, final thoughts and prediction of where we're going to be by next week this time. Next week, it's going to be about all over.
I wonder if we're going to have a broadcast next week.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm not saying we won't. I'm just saying I wonder, because this could blow up this quick.
Yeah, we may be in a dark spot for a couple of weeks here. Remember, this is going to be a dark winter. Well, I think we're about to see it.
Well, and we've had other people talk about the 10 days of darkness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but please don't confuse this with the darkness before the day of the Lord.
No, no, that's a different one. That's
yeah, I wanted to make sure we clear that.
Yeah, it's much more
make
catastrophic.
That clear.
Yes.
Well, as long as
now,
Skype...
one of the things that I'd like to mention, in fact, emphasize, is that because of what you see in all of the uncertainty in the rule of man and the rule of demons, we need to put our trust and our faith and our focus on God. Even though David, and David described it so eloquently in many of his psalms, where he was overwhelmed by the enemy. The enemy had far more numbers than he, and yet it was God that brought him out of it. Now, in my book of The Sharp Edge of the Sword, there's a section in there where I describe what God showed me was the end result. Now, he didn't show me the details of how it got there. One of them is the vision of the plowing angel, where an angel plowed the entire lower 48 in a deep plowing situation, brought up the humble, the meek, the righteous, the pure in heart from deep within. And the topsoil was saline, crusty, good for nothing, could not raise a thing. And that crust, top, upper crust, and isn't it interesting we call our rich the upper crust? Well, this showed the entire nation like that, and there was nothing that could, it was good for nothing. And that plow with its moldboard crushed and pulverized that crust and put it 3 to 5 feet deep, which is way, way, way deeper. Your normal plow depth is 4 inches. And here you have approximately that much in feet. And you're putting the upper crust down in the bottom, burying it permanently. And then you have the moist, rich, soft, fertile soil that comes up for the seedbed of the Word of God. And then the angel cast the seed of the Word of God, and it instantly sprouted up and covered the entire surface of United States. United States was never again the same. A follow-up dream about 3 years later showed a mangrove swamp with a main trunk of the mangrove tree being chopped down with an axe without a hand or a handle. And though it was completely gone, yet the tree remained because it was held up by the individual shoots of the trunks that went to each limb. And there were, of all that, there were 50 limbs and 50 trunks.
God help
us. The same number as what we have as states.
Gentlemen, we're out of time, unfortunately. And God willing, we're going to be back next week at this same time. We love you both. Thank you for coming on tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Folks, stand by. We're going to save this. We're going to be